10-year-olds, 11-year-olds, 12-year-olds, many of whom are being programmed at a young age to derive their value and their self-worth from how many likes they get, from how many comments they get, from how many shares, from how many retweets, from how many DMs, from how many views on their story. Now, as an adult, maybe many of us can be honest and admit that sometimes we get caught up in that trap. But how much more would a 10-year-old or an 11-year-old who hasn't reached the level of maturity of an adult, how much more value do you think that they might place on a few likes and a few comments than a mature adult? Mind you, that's not even the worst part. Is that a notification to your phone has been proven to release dopamine. Every notification that you get on your phone releases the pleasure system in your brain via dopamine. It makes you feel pleasure and motivates you to seek out more pleasure. Dopamine is the same chemical that leads to addiction. So the same dopamine that runs through your mind when you get a notification is the same dopamine that happens when we need sex or drugs or more food, and now it's notifications.
Welcome to Rising Higher, the radio ministry sponsored by Fortress Church in San Antonio, Texas. We are located at 7760 Prue Road, between Bandera Road and Babcock Road. We meet for worship on Sundays at 9:15 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. We invite you to visit our website at www.fortresschurch.org. At Fortress Church, we are all about loving God and loving people. Join us here on KDRY every Monday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. and on Saturday mornings at 8:30 a.m. And now, here's your host for Rising Higher, Pastor Randy Garcia.
Well, this is a great day to worship the Lord, even on a Friday afternoon, right? As we approach the weekend, we know that God is Lord of all every day of the week. Amen? Even the weekend. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Rising Higher, brought to you by Fortress Church. This week, we've been talking about this theme, Stronger Together. I do believe that every single one of us can strengthen our spiritual life when we link hands with our brothers and sisters in the Lord and when we link hands with God Almighty. And that's what we're talking about today. This past Sunday happened to be National Back to Church Sunday. And as we celebrated that all across America, the theme was Stronger Together. How even through pandemics, the Lord has strengthened each one of us in a mighty way, and we're grateful for that, that we can be stronger together even during the most difficult of times. So this is what was brought forth and presented and preached this past Sunday at Fortress Church, Stronger Together, and our Bible teachers, Pastor Randy Sean Garcia, and let's hear the last portion of that message from this past Sunday. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 is the basis of today's message.
How many of you could honestly say, praise God for unanswered prayers? Maybe it was a relationship that was no good for you, and you prayed for that relationship to work. And now you're looking back and you're saying, thank you, God. You knew more than me. What do I know? You look back and you know that God had it all under control. Maybe you prayed for a job that you never got, but God opened up another door of opportunity where He really wanted you. Thank God for unanswered prayers. Thank God He always meets our needs. Sometimes it may not look like we think it will. Sometimes when we ask God, it may not be exactly what we ask for, but God is a good God. He is a great God. He knows all things, and He knows us better than we know ourselves. Sometimes we could say, God, if you take that thorn away, that situation, that problem, that challenge, if you take that thorn away, then I could really be effective. Let me tell you something. You see, God isn't looking for your strength. He's looking for your surrender. He's not looking for your strength. He's always looking for your surrender. You see, how is God going to get the glory if you're already perfect, if you have no weaknesses? How is God going to get the glory? How are you going to point to God and say, God got me through that challenge or that situation, if you already were perfect and had no problems? I like to say, big problem or big challenge, big miracle. When you face that big challenge, you know that you are on your way to a big miracle that God has for you. Amen? You see, it's through your weakness, through your brokenness, that God gets the glory. If we were already perfect, we wouldn't learn anything. Success is a lousy teacher. Amen? You see, you don't learn as much when you win. But many of us can actually say and look back on our lives and say that we learn from failure, that we can fail forward, that the more we fail, the more we course correct and we can move into the purpose and the will of God. And we learn so much more from failure and from weakness than we do from success. You see, God has an amazing way of turning your failure around and turning it into a success. I've heard it said this way, that mismanaged success is the greatest reason for failure. And well-managed failure is the leading cause of success. When we experience success, we praise God, amen? When we experience failure, we praise God. You see, no matter if it's success, no matter if it's failures, no matter if it's the ups, no matter if it's the downs, it doesn't matter. We praise God. Because anything that we don't turn to praise will turn to pride. Because if we don't praise God, if we think that we did it all on our own, and we don't give God glory in every situation, then we might start thinking that we were the ones who had the strength to do it. Oh yeah, God might have helped, but it was mostly me. He might have put his hand in there somewhere. We always give God the glory. Sometimes in our weaknesses, sometimes we actually feel like I'm not good enough. That weakness that I have, that struggle, that pain, that challenge, I'm not good enough. I'm not qualified. But you've heard it said this way, that God doesn't call the qualified, but he qualifies the called. He uses the most unlikely people to change the world. Look at the disciples and the apostles. Average people up against the Roman Empire. But ended up changing the world and spreading the message of Jesus to what we now are today. You see, listen, God knew all about my flaws before he called me. God knew all about your flaws before he called you. He knew you were imperfect. God knew all about your weaknesses before he called you out. He didn't call you to be perfect, but he called you to be strong in your weakness. He called you to be strong in your weakness. I love saying this. I've said it before, but one of my phrases when I discover, when I see that weakness that I sometimes see in my life, I like to say, Randy Sean, work your weakness. Work your weakness. Because you got to work that weakness. That weakness is what actually makes you strong. It's that weakness that invites the strength of God into your life. Turn to your neighbor and say, work your weakness. Paul was given a thorn to keep him from being conceited, to keep him from thinking that he could do it all. I think that anything that can keep you humble, even if it comes through pain, is a blessing from God. Anything that will keep you humble, anything that will keep you surrendering every single day, anything that keeps you humble, even if it comes through pain, is a gift from God. You see, as Paul discovered, we can't shake that ongoing flaw or struggle on our own. But Jesus, he's saying, I'm strong in your weakness. Hey, I've got this. Abide in me, live in me, trust in me. You're weak, it's okay, because I'm strong. Your weakness gives me more room for my strength to shine. That's what Jesus is saying today. Back to the rope analogy. Rope, it's not much use. It's pretty much useless or worthless, except if you put it under stress. Because the power of this rope is when it's pulled apart. When this rope is put under stress, it is strong. There is no strength when the rope is curled up like this. You can tie a heavy load onto the other side of a rope and you can pull things with the rope. You can pull heavy loads. You can pull a sail. You can pull that animal like in ancient times. But it doesn't do its true job as a rope until it's put under stress. When we're weak, there's no doubt that it's the strength of Christ that carries us through. When we are pulled, what is there? In Ecclesiastes, it talks about a cord of three strands. It is hard to break. So what is keeping you there? What kind of strand are you holding on to?
What are you holding on to? Hopefully you are holding on to the Lord, or maybe more importantly, the Lord is holding on to you. Amen. Because that makes you stronger. And we are stronger together with the Lord. We are stronger together with our brothers and sisters. I'm jumping in right here just for a few minutes because I want to take a break. And then when we come back, we will be looking at the final portion of this message, Stronger Together. It's based on this past Sunday, which was National Back to Church Sunday. And I love it when churches unite all across this nation and invite people to just take an extra step of commitment toward the Lord God Almighty. Love that. Thank you for tuning in today. You're listening to Rising Higher, brought to you by Fortress Church. And we are located in the northwest area of San Antonio at 7760 Prue Road. Every Sunday, we gather together for worship at 9:15 and 11 o'clock on our campus, or you can join us on our live stream online worship. You can do either one, and you can do the live stream at fortresschurch.org. This coming Sunday, we're launching a brand new sermon series. It's based on a new book that I just finished completing, and it's called Godfidence, Real Faith in Tough Times. So that's what we're going to be doing on Sunday. Hope you can join us at Fortress Church, either online or on our campus. If you want to listen to today's radio broadcast on a podcast, then all you got to do is go to risinghigher.org, and of course, previous Rising Higher broadcasts are there as well. So when we come back, we're going to take a look at point number three. We're talking about stronger together. Point number one is this, that we are stronger in Christ. Point number two is that we are stronger even in weakness. When we get back, Pastor Randy Sean's going to share point number three, how we can become stronger. We'll be right back. Thank you for tuning in to Rising Higher. What do you enjoy about Fortress Church?
My name is Ray McNeil, and I enjoy Fortress Church because it's a place to worship God and to meet the community and to share the Word of God with them, and that we all can grow spiritually, and that is for the benefit of the church and the body of Christ.
Yeah, my name is Lane. I found Fortress Church through Rising Higher, and ever since I've been coming here, I have discovered more and more about the Word of God. So I'm very thankful to Pastor Randy Garcia and to the whole congregation that is a very loving and welcoming family.
Hello there. My name is Joel, and I enjoy Fortress Church because it's a live church. The Spirit of God is alive, and He speaks to us every day.
Are you looking for a church family, a spiritual home? Join us at Fortress Church. We gather together for worship every Sunday at 9:15 and at 11 o'clock. Look us up, fortresschurch.org. When I think how much better I'm going to be when this is over.
Hello, Hello, God's people. This is Kirk Franklin, and you are listening to Rising Higher. San Antonio, it's the finest. God's people, you look so much better when you smile. So smile.
This leads me to my third point today, is that we are stronger together. We're stronger together. So we're stronger in Christ. We're stronger in our weaknesses, and we're stronger together. You see, together is where Christ magnifies his strength exponentially. How many of you believe that? That when we are together, we can do great things. When we are together, we carry forth the greatest message of all time. We serve the greatest leader of all time, and we have the greatest book of all time in the Bible, which is God's Word. And when we live together, and when we proclaim this message, and when we sharpen one another, we are stronger together. As we live out His love as the body of Christ, each one of us is a single part woven together into the body of Christ like a rope into a much stronger unit to support each other and function as the hands and feet of Christ on earth. Romans 12, 4 through 6 says this: each one of us has a body with many parts, and these parts all have different uses. In the same way, we are many, but in Christ, we are all one body. Each one is a part of that body, and each part belongs to all the other parts. We all have different gifts, each of which came because of the grace God gave us. We are many parts, but together, we are one body. Amen? We are stronger together. You see, we humans, we're made to be together. If you haven't noticed, we are created in the image of God, whose actual being exists in relationship. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And Jesus sent His Son to die on the cross to have a relationship with us. You see, the way that we were created is to experience relationship and community in fellowship with one another. We need each other, church. We need each other. We are stronger when we can lean on each other. We're stronger when we can support each other. We're stronger when we understand each other. And we're stronger when we can help each other. That's the way the early church worked. In fact, as these people were risking their lives because of the persecution in the early church, as these body of believers were risking their lives, in many cases, they're risking their lives to follow Jesus and live like Him, they also did many other things. They took care of each other in such a unique and special way. They pulled together to make sure that their basic needs were met. They worshiped together. They prayed together. They interceded for each other. They met in groups to accomplish the work that Jesus had given them of spreading His love to the rest of the world. They used their skills and their abilities and their resources together. For the early church, Jesus was their strength and life. And even though in many ways they were a collection of powerless individuals, they're just normal, ordinary people going up against the oppressive, mighty Roman Empire, they eventually changed the world together. Sounds great, doesn't it? That ordinary people, that average people, people who weren't kings or queens or high priests or anything like that, how average people can proclaim the gospel. And we're here 2,000 years later. You see, we live in a society today, if I can bring it into today's culture. We live in a society that because of technology, we're more connected than ever before. We literally have our entire network of our family and our friends and our colleagues in this little computer that fits into our pocket called the smartphone. At any time, we can pull out our phone and we can call somebody that's across the country or text them. Or I don't want to call them, I don't want to text them. Okay, I'll send them a DM on Instagram. Or no, I don't do that. I just want them to know I'm there. So I'll just like their photos because they like mine and we like each other, and that's how we keep in contact. You're laughing because you know it's true. Like literally, I remember asking a friend not too long ago, do you still keep up with so-and-so? Oh yeah, you know, we like each other's photos every now and then. What? Like she likes mine, I like theirs, and it's like, okay, so you don't keep up with them. Well, yeah, no, I see their pictures. I keep up with them. No, you don't. It's interesting, isn't it? That we are more connected than ever before, but yet we also feel more disconnected than ever before. See, I'm a millennial. After the millennials, there's another generation called Gen Z. And we are seeing, for the first time ever, an entire generation that doesn't remember life before a smartphone. This is heartbreaking. For the first time ever, an entire generation has a social media account starting in middle school. 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds, 12-year-olds. Many of whom are being programmed at a young age to derive their value and their self-worth from how many likes they get, from how many comments they get, from how many shares, from how many retweets, from how many DMs, from how many views on their story. Now, as an adult, maybe many of us can be honest and admit that sometimes we get caught up in that trap. But how much more would a 10-year-old or an 11-year-old who hasn't reached the level of maturity of an adult, how much more value do you think that they might place on a few likes and a few comments than a mature adult? Mind you, that's not even the worst part. Is that a notification to your phone has been proven to release dopamine. Every notification that you get on your phone releases the pleasure system in your brain via dopamine. It makes you feel pleasure and motivates you to seek out more pleasure. Dopamine is the same chemical that leads to addiction. So the same dopamine that runs through your mind when you get a notification is the same dopamine that happens when we need sex or drugs or more food, and now it's notifications. You see, the pleasure system of the brain is now programmed to find pleasure in the smartphone. So children and adults are now addicted to their phones. And now, years later, we're finding out that we're right in the middle of an epidemic. And it's not COVID-19. It's suicide. It's depression. It's anxiety. It's isolation. It's being more connected than we ever have before, but feeling more lonely at the same time. Church, we need each other. Church, we gotta reverse the curse. We need each other. Social media is not socializing. Parents, we need each other. We need to keep each other accountable. We need a like-minded community of believers that wants true community, true relationship, not just with each other, but with the God that we serve. Amen? Parents, we need each other. Your children need human interaction. We need real, authentic human interaction. We need each other. We are stronger together. From the moment that we were born, we need human interaction. As humans, we belong together. You see, connection and relationship, it's not just a luxury. It's a need. We need connection. We need relationship. You see, these are hardwired into the fabric of our being by our Creator. They are a reflection of His very nature. And the order of the universe that He has put together. And as God calls us into relationship with Himself, He also calls us into relationship in community with each other. Because He knows that we need each other and that we need Him in the center of all of our relationships.
Do I hear an amen? Oh, we need each other and we need Him. And definitely we are stronger together. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Our Bible teacher has been Pastor Randy Sean Garcia at Fortress Church. And I just want to thank you for tuning in today to Rising Higher as we complete a week here. Wow, praise. You know, time goes by so fast. On Monday, we're going to start a new sermon series, and it's called Godfidence. Actually, on Sunday, I'm releasing a brand new book called Godfidence. What is that? Well, it's confidence in God. It's 100% assurance that God is in control. Do you have it? Godfidence, real faith in tough times. Hope you can join us this Sunday at Fortress Church. We gather together at 9:15, 11 o'clock on Sundays. We gather together online at fortresschurch.org as well as in person on our campus on Prue Road between Babcock and Bandera Road. I pray that you have a fantastic weekend. Once again, if you need more information about Fortress Church, our website is fortresschurch.org. Be blessed.